The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, happy football hump day, Wednesday, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got a lot of stuff for you today. Going to have a visit from Chris Mortensen of ESPN. He's going to be with us. Going to talk about a lot about the Browns with Chris, because I love the national perspective. We all do. We like to hear what the national analysts have to say about this football team, but we'll also get into other topics that are burning issues around the National Football League, such as Drew Brees' deal with the Saints. Interesting stuff, to be sure, because, one of the best quarterbacks in the league has a franchise tag, no long-term contract. If these long-term contracts don't get done with these guys who are awaiting them, like Ray Rice in Baltimore and who else? Matt Forte in Chicago. July 16th is the day that you, if a deal isn't done, you don't get a long-term deal, according to the rules of the collective bargaining agreement. So we'll talk with Chris a little bit about that. And we'll have a little visit with Usama Young, Brown safety. Get caught up with him about the offseason and what's ahead during the remaining weeks between now and the start of training camp. Jameer Howerton sits down with Usama Young. We'll also, and we'll do some now, we'll do it in the middle, we'll do it at the end. We'd love to hear from you, your questions, your comments, and you flood us with them on the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. You also can call those in. Remember that, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, so you can hear your own voice with those questions or comments. Thomas, though, goes the Facebook route. First of all, he says, why does Vic refuse to criticize players? Also, why are the receivers going to be better? Whenever people are asked, they just say, quote, they'll be better. And please don't simply say because the receiver struggled to get open, dropped easy passes, and didn't have breakaway speed required to beat defenses. Well, Thomas, first of all, don't agree that I refuse to criticize players. Browns were 4-12 last season, last I checked. Did shows throughout the entire year. I can't remember most of the shows. In fact, I know most of the shows were not saying complimentary things about how this football team played and citing what certain players did or didn't do in the negative sense, what they did in the negative sense and what they didn't do to help the football team win games. And that's what we do here. I don't know what your definition of criticism, if you really want, harsh ripping. Never has been my style in covering this league for 30 plus years of ripping players. But I'll tell you when I don't like what I see, and I've done it on this show and will continue to do so. And I'll also let you and others share your perspective on it as well. And as far as how the receivers are going to get better, I'm not of the they'll just be better faction. And I do need to see it as you do, because it was pretty bad last year, to say the least. But here's what I believe. Better quarterbacking will make them better. This has been said before, and I'll say it again. They will be better because a quarterback can throw into windows that allow receivers to make catches before a defender gets there in those split seconds that are there, and it requires accuracy and velocity to get it done. and consistency. And I think those are all qualities that Brandon Whedon possesses as a QB and will make a difference in that regard. I also believe that the type of ball he throws is one that is, you hear this term, catchable. They can get it in stride. They can get their hands on it, again, on their skill level, too, to do it. It's not he throws a catchable ball for every human being who sticks out his hands to catch a football, but in the context of a receiver in the NFL, in stride, when the receiver makes his release and gets into his route and can make that catch and keep striding and going forward for a big game, because the ball is where it needs to be when it needs to be there, the timing of it all. I think they're a better coach group now. Nolan Cromwell brings that. So I think that's yet another factor in this discussion. And they dropped easy passes. For this one, you're not going to like. I don't see them doing that again. I thought it was a ridiculously high total of drops that we saw a year ago. And I don't expect that ridiculously high total to be, to rear its ugly head again, because it was just that, ridiculously high total. I think that was an anomaly for pro receivers. And adding Travis Benjamin adds speed, better conditioning for the returning guys, Trent Richardson's presence. I mean, we've kind of gone over this. I guess we'll continue to go over it because you're not satisfied with the answer, but that is the answer. So I'm not giving you, I hope you're not hearing that as it'll be just because that's not what I believe. Lewis, on the same theme, similar theme via Facebook, what are the chances of us acquiring a veteran wideout before the season starts? Slim to none, Lewis. Slim to none. I don't see this team going there, and I don't see this team seeing the need. The belief within is the receivers that are here can do the job with the other complementary parts being addressed as they've been addressed. From Twitter, Dash, I think I got that right. Please don't overly praise Trent Richardson. We don't need another decision to deal with. Get a little LeBron reference there. He'll get praise when he earns it. Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with not trying to, or worrying about filling the head of somebody who hears how great he is as an NFL player before he's actually an NFL player. That can be a problem for sure. It also, keep in mind, the hardwiring of the person is a factor. How he handles it. Because Trent Richardson's heard praise, a lot of praise, through his whole football life. But particularly through his years at Alabama and in the weeks and months leading up to the draft. That he was a top-level player, one of the best players in the entire draft. So that's all been heaped upon him before he ever became a Cleveland Brown, and it's understandable, and I think it should be acceptable, that there's excitement about his presence with the Browns and gushing that goes with that, that he can be all that for a team that needs all that from him. But it's up to him to handle it, and I actually think that the responsibility is more there, is much more on the part of the player to handle the praise than it is on the praisers. I think the rest of us will do what we do because it's part of what you're paid to perform. You're paid to utilize the physical gifts you have to their fullest, but you're also paid to, say, mentally deal with that, to handle all that comes with it, good and bad. You're paid to handle when you're criticized, when you're shredded by criticism, and get over that too, because that'll come too. It's hit the best of them in this game. Michael from Facebook, I like whatever we do as long as we win. Football may well be a diversion from life, and there are way more important things, but I'm fed up with us being so consistently bad year in and year out. As Al Davis used to say, just win, baby. Yeah, it's the best marketing campaign. It's the best. It's the best everything. Everything we do here within this building in Berea is better when the team wins. Everything gets better automatically. That's a fact, and it does have to happen. You know, it doesn't. It's not like you hope it happens. It has to happen. You're in the business of winning. The people who are paid to play, to coach, to run the operation, to be part of it in every way, are here for wins, not for trying hard. Bill Parcells book, No Medals for Trying. Jerry Eisenberg wrote that years ago. It's good, but really good book, by the way. Kind of a glimpse inside the week of preparation of a game. No medals for trying, and that's a phrase for Parcells. It really is a phrase for phrase for life and professional life, for not just football. Because in business, you don't get a lot of try hard points. In this economy, you don't get a lot of try hard points, right? Okay, we've got much more for you, but we will keep trying to make it better every time. Chris Mortensen is going to join us from ESPN. I think you'll be very interested to hear what Chris says, because I'm going to ask him about the Browns, and I'm going to ask him about other things going on around the National Football League. One of the very top reporters and a long, long time friend of yours truly. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford, and you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
And so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month, and get a complimentary two-year, 30,000-mile maintenance plan. That's $199 plus a no-charge maintenance plan. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Vinsolan, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
This Saturday, for the first time in over 20 years, two Cleveland football legends are back together again. The great running back duo of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack carried the ball thousands of yards in tandem for Cleveland. And now they've teamed up again to get the ball rolling at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Biner and Mack will be taking photos and signing autographs with the best fans in football from 10 a.m. till 12 noon this Saturday. Stop into Mentor Mitsubishi, say hi, and relive some great football memories. It's also your chance to score some savings. If you rush in this Saturday, you'll get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 for your trade towards a brand new Mitsubishi, plus special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model. So come meet Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon, and get the details on great deals at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000. 440-534-5000. Or visit MentorMitsubishi.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Wednesday edition. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, we're so happy to have with us right now a great friend and one of the very best in the business of reporting on the NFL, Chris Mortensen from ESPN. Chris, welcome.
Vic, good to be with you again.
So I know we're in this so-called slow period, but there are things going on that I know that I know you're monitoring, that we're all kind of keeping an eye on. And contractually, I mean, it's impossible with the Saints this offseason for a lot of reasons to keep your eyes off of them. But the thing that I think I find the most astounding is that we sit here in June, in the latter part of June, and Drew Brees' situation contractually is still up in the air.
Yeah, that to me is very intriguing and interesting. I'm privy to the contractual numbers that have been exchanged between the two sides, and we have roles to be unbiased and reporting, and then we have our roles where we are asked to analyze some of it. And quite frankly, the Saints' position puzzles me. I mean, you can say, hey, we're the one team that took a chance on Drew Brees, even though they gave him a 6-year, $60 million contract when he was coming off a devastating shoulder injury. Now, Drew had been franchised by the Chargers the year before that, and then on his last play of the last game, he tears up his shoulder. Now, Dr. James Andrews, who did the surgery on that shoulder, told me that Brees, his rehab and recovery from that shoulder injury was 1 in a million. And he's convinced that only it took somebody like Drew. He said he's never seen anybody attack rehab the way Drew did. So my feeling is the Saints got Drew Brees at $10 million a year over the last 6 years at a bargain rate, won a Super Bowl, and he deserves to be the highest paid quarterback in football. And when we say that, that means we're going to come in a little bit over $20 million a year. We always know that structure in the first 3 years is important. But we also know that the next contract, and let's say it's Aaron Rodgers, that'll be more than what Drew Brees is getting.
Right.
And, so there's a little bit of a puzzle here why the Saints are, they like to say we're trying to protect the integrity of our roster. But if you've got cash, and, they've got cash. The Saints do have cash, by the way. I know they just bought an NBA team.
Yeah.
Then you can get this deal done. And so the deadline September 16th, July 16th, when franchise players have to get a long-term deal done or else they'll end up playing for their franchise tag.
When we look around the running back position, and that always is intriguing because there's such a limited shelf life. And so if Drew Brees is struggling to get a deal done with the Saints right now, I feel for guys like Matt Forte and for Ray Rice, because trying to get deals done with their respective teams should be that much harder just because teams are reluctant, I think, by nature, to give out a lot of money to backs who have produced well up to the point that their contracts are due and that they're due to hit the market, and they give them franchise tags, because how much is left, in the tank going forward?
Yeah, well, it's how much is left, and it's the shelf life in terms of it's a high risk position. No position takes more punishment for the most part. Adrian Peterson, 14 million a year, and Adrian is going to come back from this injury. But the bottom line is, he did suffer an ACL injury, and so he's recovering from that. I think that's always the dilemma for front offices is, okay, Matt Forte is vital to the Bears. They've offered him a long-term deal. It's just not the type of money he's looking for, and I understand his position because he didn't sign the big contract coming out of college. He wasn't a top pick. He wasn't a so you understand his position, and somewhere there's just going to be a compromise because it doesn't make sense if you're Matt Forte to play for the franchise number, because that's 1 year at a little over $7 million for him. It's basically you're going to eventually take the offer that the club has on the table at some point before the season starts. That's the way I see it coming down.
Chris Mortensen from ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mort, want to get your take on the Browns. People always love to hear the national perspective on this team. Lots of excitement over the additions of Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon from the draft. What are you thinking?
You know, it's a work in progress. I've always said, believe that what the Browns need more than anything to get back in this AFC North division on a consistent basis is stability, is a, you know, a plan that goes forward. Nobody blinks in terms of, you know, okay, it's time to change coaches. We got to change the front office. I mean, it's just time for stability and, you know, go with a plan. And I think that's what Mike Holmgren and Tom Hackert, that's what they're doing. And, you know, on Brandon Whedon, I mean, you know, it's interesting because I remember seeing Brandon the past 2 years at the Manning Passing Academy, you know, that camp that the Manning family holds down there. And he was very impressive down there. And this is with guys like Andrew Luck and all those people who have been down there. Even Colt McCoy's even been down there. Right. And I always remember being really impressed, but also kind of like being a little bit prejudiced, saying, yeah, but he's too old. And I almost feel bad because I kind of ignored how he stood out when he was on the same field with those guys. You know, they go down there and they're coach counselors, but there's several opportunities where they get on a field and they throw. And Brandon was always very impressive. And obviously he was impressive at Oklahoma State. And, you know, you kind of understand, you know, why the Browns took him. And you also understand that, you know, if you believe he's a first round quarterback at his age, you know, go play him. And I think he's got a chance to be a good quarterback in this league.
Yeah, he's been impressive, as you've, I'm sure, no doubt heard during off-season workouts, you know, throwing the ball. And obviously things, we'll see what training camp brings, but everything is pointing in that direction that he's the guy to put out there. And I guess when you, this is the other thing, it's that whole age conversation that always comes up when we're comparing what will Andrew Luck do as a rookie, what will Robert Griffin III do as a rookie, and Whedon's in this conversation, but he'd obviously, it would be a different conversation if he brought all those skills to the league as someone who was like 22 years old.
Yeah, well, it would be a different conversation. I mean, you know, those guys were the first two picks in the draft. Brandon was not. And yet, you know, he's definitely got the maturity and some skill sets that allows him to be a starter, and you would hope to be a productive starter for, you know, 7 to 9 years. I mean, you know, these guys, you know, if they take care of their bodies and what have you, I mean, there's no reason to think that he's going to go downhill, you know, that this is just a 3-year window. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see as they add, you know, and increase the roster, get some depth. Obviously the injury to Phil Taylor didn't exactly boost the confidence, but man, when you're in this AFC North with the division you're in which, you know, the Ravens and Steelers have dominated, but the Bengals, we forget that, you know, the Bengals have been to the playoffs 2 out of the last 3 years.
Right.
And the team they have right now is pretty good, and they have found their quarterback in Andy Dalton. And, you know, I'm not ruling out the fact that they can go to the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years. So the Browns have a pretty significant gap to close here.
That you led to my, or you anticipated my next point, is how do you see it in this division? It's obviously arguably the toughest in the league, and the challenges are there with what the other teams present, but also it's a talent conversation on the field, but it's also, I think, a coaching conversation as well, right? Brad Childress joins this staff, Nolan Cromwell.
Right.
I mean, I think some very significant talent has been brought in at that end, and having those offensive coordinator duties now in the hands of a specific assistant coach rather than Pat Shurmur doing the whole thing, those should all be viewed as positives.
Yeah, I think they're positives, and, you know, Brad Childress brings a he did this with Philadelphia, where he was the offensive coordinator, but, you know, Andy Reid called the plays. And Pat Shurmur, I'm a big Pat Shurmur fan, and I think Pat's going to be really good. So I think this helps Pat. You know, you have to, you know, we know that to play in this division, you have to be physically, mentally tough football team. I mean, that's what the Ravens and Steelers have. They're not going away. I mean, I could question, you know, hey, will the Steelers really make it back? You know, I'm not sure. As you know, we're going to be talking about Ray Lewis's window and Ed Reed's window closing, but, you know, they've got such a good personnel department that, you know, they've got a foundation. They've got a true organization. The Bengals are interesting to me because, you know, we're seeing some signs there that they're pretty, you know, they've stabilized. So, I, you know, that's why adding a Brad Childress, Nolan Cromwell, those things are good things. It's just getting the 53-man roster to a level where you can go compete, where you can overcome injuries and keep competing and winning games. And I just think there's more building to do. I mean, you just want to be able to add some pieces here over the next year so that, you know, I don't see the Browns contending this year, but you would hope that going forward by winning games this year, developing the young talent, getting the quarterback some time, then next offseason, critical offseason for the Browns, in which you could say, okay, you know, can they go ahead and finally grab a playoff spot?
On your short list, if you had to just go short list, Mark, who has done the most, you think, so far to help themselves? Draft, free agency, the way, who's caught your eye this offseason that you're really focused on?
Well, you know, the Buffalo Bills are one of those teams. You know, for me, it's just I think they've done a lot of things to help their defense. You know, offensively, they had some injuries. And I think David Lee, the quarterback coach, is going to help Ryan Fitzpatrick quite a bit. And so, you know, they've done the same thing of signing their own players. I mean, the Eagles have signed their own players. You know, that's part of it is when you draft players, develop players, it's keeping those players when they come to free agency time. And that's tricky, managing the salary cap. So, you know, that's the team that the Bills kind of have jumped out at me for some reason. Obviously, when a Denver gets to pick up a Peyton Manning, that's exciting. I think Peyton will do extremely well. But I look at their schedule and say, heck, you know, this is a much tougher schedule than it was a year ago. I'm one of those guys that say, let's show me the baby in September, October, November, and December, and January.
Okay, well, show you the baby, and you'll see whether
real quick, like the Bears, they've added Jeremy Bates, who's worked with Cutler. Mike Tyson is the offensive coordinator. Tell me how that's going to work. Brandon Marshall, you know, okay, that should work. But, you know, I want to see it.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'm with you on that. Show me. All right, great stuff, Mort. I really appreciate the time, and we look forward to catching up with you down the line, bud.
All right, Vic, take care.
He is the one and only Chris Mortensen from ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get to quick and take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a move.
Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE. Or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Polar pop! Hey, hey! Pour yourself a, pour yourself a polar pop! Hey, hey! Pour yourself a polar pop!
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? What it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Stop by Maggiano's Little Italy at Beachwood Place Mall for happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 until 6 p.m. for amazing 3 to 6 specials. Draft beer only $3. Delicious flatbread pizzas only $4. Stonebridge and Mondavi wines by the glass only $5. And don't forget, Maggiano's specialty cocktails only $6. Happy hour at Maggiano's Monday through Friday from 3 until 6 p.m. Enjoy the bar and lounge or dining room. Maggiano's at Beachwood Place.
Gas prices are still a wild roller coaster ride. Every precious drop you can save is like money in the bank. And now you can bank on saving plenty with Mentor Kia. Plus, how does free gas for a full year sound? Not only does Mentor Kia have cars that get up to 40 mpg, but we're offering free gas for one full year. Plus, trade in your gas guzzler at Mentor Kia and get up to $5,000 minimum for your trade. A minimum of $5,000 for your trade. Lease the all-new 2011 Kia Forte or Soul for just $99 a month. Get five-star safety and money-saving mileage. Backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for just $99 a month. Or drive away in the all-new Kia Optima or Sorento for only $189 a month. Get to Mentor Kia today for cars that are stingy on gas, but generous with deals. Free gas for a full year only at Mentor Kia. 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. MentorKia.com. Offer plus tax, bag, and fees. In-stock vehicles. Qualified buyers with approved credit. Cannot come by offers. See dealer for details.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Totally love when you do that, when you ask questions, submit comments to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and we share them. Right here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Aaron from Facebook. Context here is the Browns defensive line, and he says, all I got to say is look at Green Bay. They run a 3-4, and they have six or seven defensive linemen on their roster every year. You need fresh guys to sub in to continue to stop the run or rush the pass. I love the two picks, John Hughes, Billy Winn, and with Jabal Sheard, and Atuba Rubin, and Marcus Bernard, and the additions of Jaquay Parker, and Frosty Rucker. The only downside is the injury to Phil. Yep, well said. You do need, I'm not going to say it goes without saying, I guess it should be emphasized that depth at that position means everything in this league anymore. Everything. You can be, and should, you need to get quarterback right. It will determine your fate. It will determine your fate, period. But the difference in, I think, most outcomes of most games is what we saw in that Super Bowl, what we saw from the New York Giants, what other teams were reminded of. And it wasn't like you watched the Super Bowl, you saw what the Giants did with that D-line, and they were doing it to turn their season into a Super Bowl season on the way to there. But to win it, to win the championship of this entire league, reminded other teams, other personnel people of what they need and what works and what is the, put your emphasis there. And I believe this club's done just that. And that it's easy to not appreciate that, I guess, as much as we should. What this Browns did, Browns team did in the draft, as you point out, the additions of Hughes, Wynn were big when they were made prior to Taylor's injury. They're bigger now, and then the timing of Taylor's recovery will just add to it. But you want to go at them in waves with the linemen, and especially those grinded out games that we tend to expect in the AFC North, as Chris Mortensen was talking about. And again, you go along with what he said about that, the competition, the expectation. His is modest in terms of saying he doesn't see the contending team this year, but can see something taking hold after this year. I keep my mind open, much more open to the idea that whatever, anything can happen, being realistic that a lot of youth does, it's hard to expect a lot of youth on your club to take you the whole way, to take you to the postseason, but it's not impossible. But I do expect to see the improvement, and that's something I think at least Mortensen, among other pundits, agree, on which they agree. And this leads to Gene talking about Browns fans. We're never happy. The question is, Gene says, or asks, are you happy with the depth that the Browns added? I'm mostly happy. Yeah, I mean, I started off this segment talking about the D-line, so I'm happy about that. And I think James Michael Johnson, I think the linebacking core, Emmanuel Acho, gets stronger with those additions. Yeah. Trevin Wade in the secondary. And these guys have to be, they do have to help your positional depth, but they really have to help special teams. That's what was standing out in my mind, just watching the sheer speed and sense of athleticism, how much ground these guys could cover, how quickly they covered it, running down on those, on the kick coverage that you could see in off-season workouts, again, with the disclaimer that it wasn't a real kick coverage moment where contact was made, and you know you were to at least up to the point of contact they were running, I think, full out. The younger guys always do to make their impression on the coaches, and this coaching staff liked that. So if what those guys were doing on teams is any indication, I think it could easily translate into better help in the depth department at linebacker, especially. That's where most of your best special teams guys exist, and on the D-line. Secondary, too. Ryan from Facebook. So if the Browns don't get a quality passing game, they will not go anywhere, and the line better be better, or Trent Richardson will go nowhere, or T-Rex, as he calls him. Says, I think they may finish at 500. Well, if your record projection is right, you've got them doubling the wins from 11, and you from the 2011 season, and you state what I think those 2 points again go hand in hand. Passing game gets better if the line is better, and if the line is better, the running game is better. Running game is better, passing game is better. It goes hand in hand. Nothing operates in a vacuum. Nothing operates in a vacuum. All connected here when you're talking about what a team will go. People get so focused and say, you know, yeah, it's all about just receivers getting better. And, again, I'm starting to wish I could collect some just additional money, a nickel I'll take. Maybe even less, for all the receiver comments, questions we get via social media, because we could at least throw a heck of a party in here. But it's not just, you know, don't be so isolated on one spot. It's truly about multiple places. I know most of you get that. Most of you see that. But a lot of it's easy. You know, it'll happen to me sometimes. You get transfixed on one part. And say that's what they've got. They got to get that fixed because everything else is okay. No, you know, other things improve. If you improve in other places that you feel aren't as that you don't see the as much urgency to improve. If they get better, it makes those other areas that you're concerned about better. It does happen in football. I've seen it many times. David from Facebook, Mike Holmgren and company know what they are doing. One of the best defenses just got better because the O-line. And the running back and the quarterback just got better. Here we go. Right into that whole connection thing I was talking about. He says, I love Colt. I love him to death, David says, but there's a reason he fell so far in the draft, and hope he stays with us as a backup. That's good sentiment. And maybe that'll happen that way. Maybe that's how that'll come down. Don't know. Not necessarily expecting it. And I think when we get to start of camp. We get closer to the preseason. We see how quarterback situations are shaking out with other teams. You know, a shoe is likely to drop there. How it will drop, I don't know. But I'm not sitting here feeling, and I'm basing all this on just the continuation of the trend of what the offseason gave us with the consistently strong performance of a Brandon Whedon and the majority of snaps he was taking and all that, that added up to saying he's going to be the guy. And where does that leave Colt McCoy? I'm still not convinced that he is the absolute right choice to be a backup. If you know, I know you say it with the sentiment of liking him, and I like him tremendously. There's nothing to dislike about Colt McCoy as a guy and as someone I think who can be good on a football team. But this isn't this role, you have to get that right. You have to get starter right, but you have to nail the backup role. It's not just say put a guy in there who doesn't win the starting job, shrug your shoulders and do that. It doesn't work that way. There has to be a plan, as much a plan behind that as the starter, the vision behind it of what this guy can do playing, you know, what he can mean as a change-up option, whatever, and how he influences positively what the starter does, what he sees, what he shares. Okay, we're going to share with you conversation with one Usama Young, safety for the Browns. Jimmer Howerton sits down with him. That little chat is coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
The world of an athlete can be filled with skin problems. Football players are exposed almost every day to the hot sun, chafing winds, frigid temperatures, dry air, and other elements, all of which dry and damage their lips and skin. They can help protect their lips and skin just by smoothing on a little Carmex lip balm and healing lotion. Use Carmex products today to moisturize, protect, and heal. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
You'll find everything you need.
This Saturday, for the first time in over 20 years, two Cleveland football legends are back together again. The great running back duo of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack carried the ball thousands of yards in tandem for Cleveland. And now they've teamed up again to get the ball rolling at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Biner and Mack will be taking photos and signing autographs with the best fans in football from 10 a.m. till 12 noon this Saturday. Stop into Mentor Mitsubishi, say hi, and relive some great football memories. It's also your chance to score some savings. If you rush in this Saturday, you'll get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 for your trade towards a brand new Mitsubishi, plus special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model. So come meet Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon and get the details on great deals at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000. 440-534-5000. Or visit MentorMitsubishi.com.
back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at only $99. These are red-hot sellers, by the way. You decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while saving over single-game ticket prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. And periodically on this show, Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player to talk about what's on his football mind and what is going on maybe away from the game. And the latest installment of this Inside the Locker Room segment is with Usama Young. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Usama, the team has wrapped up this year's offseason program. Just talk about the good quality work that you guys were able to get accomplished out there on the field.
Man, I just think about the difference from this year to last year. Last year, we didn't have an offseason. We had an offseason, but we didn't have an offseason program with the team. And to be able to get this amount of work in, it's a major help when you got so many young guys coming in, so many returning players coming in, learning a different system or learning the same system, just to be able to go over it before you get into the season, it's a big help. And we got some different coaches in there, and we get to work with them and see how they operate. I'm just excited to see how the rookies are going to look this year. You know, we got Whedon coming in, we got Richardson, we got the speedy receiver from Miami, we got Benjamin in there, and several other players that I think are going to help us out. So we got a little glimpse of what they got, but we're going to really see what they got when they put the pads on.
Competition brings out the best in everybody. It's going to be competitive in that backfield.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That backfield, the defensive backfield and the offensive backfield, everybody's competing. And like you said, competitiveness brings out the best in everyone. So when you got guys that are playing at a high level, it makes you want to step up your level of play. So I'm looking forward to it.
And just, Usama, just over the course of this offseason, before you return back here to training camp, what's your course of action?
I got a few things going on. It's going to be, first off, you know, the Stay Focused weekend. But later on down the line, I'll be getting out and jumping the broom with my son. Season for me is going to be new for me, but at the same time, I got to stay in shape. I got to make sure I come into camp ready to go.
Well, congratulations to you. Good luck. We wish you the best, Usama. Thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot, man. Always a pleasure.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer. Hope we didn't spoil any surprise for that honeymoon for Usama Young, but sounds like a lot of fun there. All right. We have got more coming up. Your questions, the ones that you submit to us, and your comments via Facebook, via Twitter. We interact. That's what we do on this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year. During Liberty's summer sales event, save on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, like 0.9% financing on Liberty's certified Fords. That's 0.9%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later.
Fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month, and get a complimentary 2-year, 30,000-mile maintenance plan. That's $199 plus a no-charge maintenance plan. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Ask any police officer what's the best way to catch a criminal, and they'll say video evidence, which is why we've created the Alarm Force Video Relay. See and speak to whoever's at your front door through your cell phone. Plus, all actions are recorded in an archived history. Call today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain summer reading program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back to school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
This Saturday, for the first time in over 20 years, two Cleveland football legends are back together again. The great running back duo of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack carried the ball thousands of yards in tandem for Cleveland. And now they've teamed up again to get the ball rolling at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Biner and Mack will be taking photos and signing autographs with the best fans in football from 10 a.m. till 12 noon this Saturday. Stop into Mentor Mitsubishi, say hi, and relive some great football memories. It's also your chance to score some savings. If you rush in this Saturday, you'll get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 for your trade towards a brand new Mitsubishi. Plus, special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model. So come meet Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. And get the details on great deals at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000. 440-534-5000. Or visit MentorMitsubishi.com.
So Eric Clapton to bring us back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gotta love this. Gotta love the guitar. Nestino, turn this up. Yeah. Dave DiNatale, my outstanding producer. Music coordinator extraordinaire for this show. He is the brains behind Motown Friday, by the way. I love that. No problem. Franklin, you know what we do here. We go through your questions and comments from Facebook and Twitter, the Browns official pages of those. Franklin from Facebook, we need a number one wide receiver so bad, he says. I hope Brandon Whedon being able to hit Cribs, Little, and Norwood in stride helps significantly with the yak. Yards after catch, just making sure we know that. But I think that we still need that guy that the defense needs to specifically account for. Well, that guy could very well be Travis Benjamin. That guy could very well be Josh Cooper as a slot guy. I'm not ruling out this undrafted rookie being something, because all he did through the offseason was continue to make a strong, build his case. And that's what undrafted guys have to do, build his case. And Benjamin, the speed is legit, the hands are legit, the concentration's legit. And I think all of that's going to help this, help mitigate the need for the receiver we keep talking about. And I'm more than happy. I'll say this now. We'll put this on record on, what is this, June 27th, to say, okay, I was wrong. Needed the guy. It was a mistake. They messed up. They didn't, should have addressed this. Happy to say that if the receiving core as a whole continues to be a problem. But I'm fully expecting to be right with regard to the improvement, that you'll see that this crying need for a number one that isn't here. Isn't so crying. And I think there will be a number one emerges from this group. right, my early favorite for that should be Greg Little. He should be. Nathan from Facebook. Winning games starts in the trenches, offenses and defenses, and we address both. We also got a top-tier running back, good quarterback. Whedon would have been a top 10 if he wasn't 28 years old. Let's face it, if he's ready now to compete to start, which is always good for Colt too, it might push him into the quarterback he could be, or Whedon might emerge as the rookie sensation like an Andy Dalton. Yeah, I think this is more likely to be the latter, that I don't know if it's rookie sensation, but I think it's productive rookie with the hope that it's a sensation. Whatever that means, I guess like Dalton, it's a guy who played well enough to help his team get to the playoffs and really maybe surprise a lot of people for as well as he performed, Andy Dalton. The part about pushing Colt, yeah, that's possible. But not counting on that as much as I said on the other part. Daniel from Facebook, I'm starting to warm up to the Browns draft picks. Looks like the offensive line may be fixed, Daniel says. Hopefully they know where a sleeper of a big physical receiver and corner is. Well, maybe the sleeper. I think it's going to be where... Sleeper. I'm trying to get my mind around that one. I don't know that it's going to be a sleeper. I think we're looking at just an awakening of the whole group. I don't think it's a single, you know, it's an individual type of thing here. Tim says, I think the only thing this regime can do is draft. Hayden, Sheard, Ward, hell, even Buster Screen. Hardesty is always hurt, so they failed there. And Taylor shows signs he may still be great. And honestly, I think Whedon is going to be far better than McCoy. Oh, yeah, and I think Little is going to be a very good receiver. I'm as negative as they come. This is from Tim. But I think this is a good draft. And the reason why free agent receivers won't come to Cleveland is because of McCoy. Yeah, the reasons that free agents choose one team over another, you know, it always starts, of course, with the money. And if that's equal, and I can't speak to what offers are or were during the height of the free agency period, but let's go into it assuming that all things are equal from that standpoint, and then a player chooses the place where he can have the most success. It's understandable that a guy looks to a team like the Browns that have perpetually struggled and say, this isn't the place for me, especially if a guy, you know, is accomplished enough that he wants to, you know, he wants to be closer to the success, to the chance for success while he's got years to be at his higher level of performance. Now, I think it's fair to say you would look at the Browns with a rookie quarterback and still have your questions, your doubts, until you see what the guy can do. So what am I envisioning? Yeah, I'm envisioning the 2013, you know, the post 2012, the off season between 12 and 13 is being one where there will be enough improvement here and enough of a performance, a strong enough performance at the quarterback spot and in other areas that others can look at it who are interested in shopping their wares and like what they see. Because I think the drafting plan as a core plan works for you and carries you to the point where if the young people build up the way this team hopes it does, you rely less and less on those players to make your team. You're selective, and then you go into and you continue to be selective in shopping in free agency. But you may be picking spots that just, you know, a single spot that puts you over the top. But we got a ways off before we have to worry about that, right? Alan from Facebook. Greg Little is a physical underneath receiver, not a down-the-field guy. But some say we're good with him in Mo Mass. Who believes that? Mo Mass should be in the Arena League, Alan says. Wow, that's harsh, Alan. I don't think he's that bad. I don't know how good he's going to be. And I think he's got a lot to prove, Muhammad Masqua. I think he's got a lot to prove. I think he's come into this camp, or, you know, came into this offseason with that on his mind. physically. I've talked with him about this. Knows the challenge, knows the criticism, knows it's been aimed at him and others. It's not just his deal, but they, as a group. And I think they've taken that to heart. Now let's see what they do about it. It's talk now. It's talk now. Let's see what they do with it. Want to thank Chris Mortensen. Want to thank Usama Young and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli. And we want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.